WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Today's historic Supreme Court decision that former presidents are immune from prosecution over some but not all official acts while in office does not stop cases against Donald Trump. As far as the case in question, January 6th election interference, ABC's Terry Moran.
The bottom line, in the Trump case, the lower court judge must now sift through the evidence, separate out Trump's official acts from unofficial conduct, and see if prosecutors can overcome the presumption that presidents are immune from prosecution. That process will all but certainly push the case past the November election.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon has reported to federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut for 4 months for contempt of Congress. He's still appealing that case and has a trial in September on New York fraud charges. Gasoline prices on a national average went up 4 cents a gallon over the past week, says the Energy Department. Hurricane Beryl still kicking up wind and surf along the coast of Barbados. This is ABC News. The third stage in this year's Tour de France took place in Italy today and produced a result that the winner said was for all Africans.
The longest stage in this year's Tour de France produced history when Biniam Irmai of Eritrea became the first black rider to ever win a stage of cycling's most famous race. His 144-mile triumph was not his first in a major stage race, but it's sweeter than when he won a stage at the Tour of Italy 2 years ago. That day, he was hit in the eye with a cork from a bottle of champagne and forced to abandon the race. Brian Clark, ABC News.
High-stakes campaigning in France this week. Snap elections Sunday, moving the far-right National Rally Party closer to government. Voters could still block their path to power in the runoff this coming weekend. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says regular gasoline prices went up 4 cents a gallon, on average, from about a week ago. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News, I'm Ellis Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maryland Governor Wes Moore visited Wisconsin over the weekend to campaign for President Biden and rally black voters. Governor Moore asked Democrats to continue supporting the president, despite his rocky debate performance. According to a new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden is mentally capable of serving another term. July 1st is National Postal Workers Day, a celebration of the job they do to deliver the mail. Postal workers provide a vital service, especially during big election years. Daniel Cortez is with the American Postal Workers Union.
Whether it be America's election mail or letters from grandparents, care packages to our service members overseas, vital prescriptions for our seniors and veterans, it's important to remember that all of that happens because of the dedication of the postal workers day in and day out.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A Brewers win over the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs in Milwaukee. Chicago's Kyle Hendricks had his curveball and changeup working until the fourth when he gave up a home run to Christian Yelich, then three consecutive singles, followed by a grand slam by Bryce Terang. I asked Hendricks, was that the worst inning of his career?
I've had a lot of really bad innings. You just sit and you evaluate it for what it was. It was pretty clear to me that there were pitches up over the middle of the plate. So when I'm doing that, you don't give yourself much of a chance anyway.
After giving up a solo home run on the second pitch of the game, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta settled.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant,
Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track gone
to the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Reese Hoskins. And-